Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Juliana Kaplan is a senior labor and inequality reporter at Insider, and she joins us on the line today. Hello, Juliana. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's really nice to have you. So I was talking a little bit about how 93% of homebuyers who bought a home during the pandemic regret the purchase. And I know that Gen Z and millennials are really struggling. They would like to buy homes. They don't think they're ever going to get to buy homes. And basically, they also want to just start a family. They want to pay down their student loan debt, and they're living paycheck to paycheck. And I know that you've looked at this topic. Tell me, what are some of the things that you found?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we see a lot of Gen Zers and millennials. I believe over half of those report that they're living paycheck to paycheck. And for all of them, the cost of living is their biggest concern. And so coupled with that, many of them are becoming, like, disillusioned, or not necessarily disillusioned, but feel that they find having a family or owning a home to be basically out of reach or impossible at this point.
Well, one of the things that I thought was so interesting in this Deloitte survey is that it found that younger workers, so young millennials and Gen Zs, are actually taking on side hustles, second jobs, mm-hmm. even full-time second jobs, alongside their full-time first job, just in order to keep their heads above water. You know, what else did the survey say about that?
Yeah, I mean, we see a lot more people who are taking on side jobs. And for some people, you know, it is a passion. I think that a lot of Gen Z, you know, we've seen really big interest in things like passive income, or like if you've been on Etsy, for instance, a lot of people sort of figuring out how to monetize their passion. But on the other hand, a lot of people were doing it to be able to just sort of afford living life. And as you imagine, I'm sure that's coupled with, like, we're seeing a lot of Gen Zers and millennials dealing with burnout and also opting for remote work potentially, so that can complement those second jobs. And at the same time, it's like, you know, how are you supposed to move towards home ownership or potentially starting a family if you're spending every hour of the day working, right?
Oh, it's hard to find any balance, which I know is a big buzzword for Gen Z in particular, but, you know, let alone balance, how about the anxiety of not being able to get your bills paid? I mean, that's just got to be very, very damaging. And we don't even, at the moment, have the repayment going on for most of the federal student loans. You know, that's been on pause. It's going to restart in September. What was interesting to me is that a full half of all Gen Zs and millennials who were surveyed, and I believe that Deloitte talked to 22,000 respondents from 44 countries, right? That's a pretty significant sized survey. And they found that there was a dramatic increase of the number of people who are living paycheck to paycheck in that age bracket, up 5% from last year. Why do you think that is? Did Deloitte's survey found anything? Any reason why that, you know, even more people today are living paycheck to paycheck?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is due to that big concern among Gen Z millennials, cost of living. And outside of the Deloitte survey, you know, we've seen millennials get disproportionately hit by layoffs in the tech sector, by these mass layoffs. And then obviously Gen Zers sort of entered the workforce in a pretty different place than a lot of other generations, because their formative, you know, first working years were shaped by the pandemic. So it's already sort of coming from behind. I mean, older millennials or even like middle millennials also dealt with 2008 recession, the Great Recession, as they were making their way into the workforce. So it's already starting like two steps back, right?
Yes, it is. And what's, you know, it's interesting because when it comes to home ownership, I mean, they don't think they're going to get to be families. And then 60%, more than 60% of Gen Z and millennials say that they don't think they'll ever be able to buy a home.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think we're seeing that with sort of these coupled concerns of there's always talk about housing availability. One of my great colleagues just wrote a story, I believe calling it like the housing ice age, right? Where it's like low supply, high prices, and then people who are just also priced out completely. And at the same time, we're seeing pretty crazy rent inflation. So sort of hitting on all sides, right?
So tell me, Juliana, what is a dinkwad? I read your story and I did not know what a dinkwad was.
So a dinkwad is, it's an acronym. It means double income, no kids, with a dog. So, yes, a couple, so two incomes, no kids, like, but does have a dog. And this has sort of become like the millennial Gen Z dream, right? That you have enough financial stability and also presumably is like a partner who loves and cares about you. But more importantly, you can have that double income household, split rent, split the cost of a house. You don't have to deal with high child care costs, but you do get to have a dog.
Oh, my goodness. Dogs are not exactly cheap. They are less expensive to have than a child. I will say that. You tend to have them for a shorter period of time than the 20-plus years, or in many cases now, for 4% of parents, you know, they're still paying for their children into their 20s and even early 30s. So certainly dogs tend not to live as long. That's sort of interesting. So the idea that you know, younger millennials and Gen Zs are looking to, you know, pair up and then buy a dog is super interesting to me, because one of the early things about the pandemic, obviously people had pandemic animals, and then the ones that were looking for a house, it was because their dog needed more space. Not that they needed more space, the dog needed more space. And it was sort of funny to think about the dogs, you know, driving the wagon. And I'm sure there's some sort of like really bad pun I could make about the tail wagging the dog, but I think it's the dog wagging the whole family, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think also sometimes it comes down to something that the Deloitte survey touches on too, which is a lot of dinkwads I've spoken to have also talked about the environmental crisis and climate change and the way that that's looming. Like, a lot of people don't necessarily feel it's responsible to bring a kid into a world like that. But, you know, to your point, like, first of all, the dog's already there, right?
The dogs are there. The pandemic dogs are there. Now we've got to give them some space to run around and lead their best life, which I think we all want to do. Juliana Kalplan is a senior labor and inequality reporter at Insider. I'm so glad that Insider has you covering those two areas. It's super important. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.